Parshas Bechukosai, Part 2, continued. Perek Chavov, Pasuk Yud Zayin, states, V'nosati fonai bochem, v'nigavtem lifnei oyevechem. Hashem is saying, I will direct my face against you, and you will be struck down before your enemies. Rashi comments, v'nigavtem lifnei oyevechem, Sheyehe hamoves horeg eschem mi bifnim. The death will kill you on the inside. This means that the magefa, the epidemic, during the siege, will kill you while you are inside the walls of the besieged city. Uvaalei devavechain makifin eschem mi bachutz, while your enemies surround you on the outside. The Be'er Chayvois explains Rashi by telling us that the Dagesh Chazak in the letter Gimel of the word V'nigavtem indicates that the first letter of the Shoresh is missing, that is, a Nun is missing. The Shoresh of V'nigavtem is Nun Gimel Fei, Nogoif. The Nun in the word V'nigavtem is the Nun of Binyan Nif'al. The word V'nigavtem is as though the word were written V'nin Gavtem, but one Nun is dropped, and the Gimel gets a Dagesh Chazak to compensate. The question that the Be'er Chayvois asks is, why does the Pasuk state Lifnei Oyevechem, using the word Lifnei? The Pasuk should have stated, V'nigavtem me oyevechem, with a mem, you will be struck down from or by your enemies. The mem would indicate that the word V'nigavtem is a Lashon Nif'al, more than the word Lifnei. Therefore, the Be'er Chayvois explains Rashi as meaning, Sheyehe hamoves hoireg eschem, mi bifnim, loy sheyekabelu hanegifa min ha'oyev, rak yekabelu peulas hanegifa min malach hamoves. The death will kill you internally from the malach hamoves, who will cause the magefa, he will cause the epidemic. And the words, lifnei oyevechem, in the pasuk, milsa acharisi hi, is another statement altogether. Sheyihyu ba'alei devavechain makifin eschem mibachutz, while your enemies surround you from the outside. So the pasuk would be translated, V'nosati fonai bochem v'nigavtem. The malach hamoves will bring about the magefa internally, and also lifnei oyevechem, and also from the outside. Your enemies will surround you from the outside. Perichavov Posuk Membeis. The words Vizocharti es Berisi Yaakov. Hashem says, I will remember my covenant with Yaakov. The question is, why is Yaakov's name written Molei, with a vav in this pasuk? It is generally written chaser, without a vav. Rashi states that in five places the name Yaakov is written mole, written with the letter vav, and Eliyahu's name is usually spelled mole with a vav, but in five places Eliyahu is written chaser, Eliyah, without the vav at the end. Rashi writes, Yaakov notal ois mishmoi shel Eliyahu eirovoin. Yaakov took a letter from the name of Eliyahu as security, sheyavoi vivaser geulas bonov, so that Eliyahu will come and announce the redemption of Yaakov's children. This is merumas in the vav, which is in the shape of a finger, times five fingers of the hand, which represents that Yaakov took Eliyahu's hand as a security to ensure that Eliyahu would redeem his children. This is Rashi's pshat. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky gives an explanation al pi pshutai. He writes that most times Eliyahu is written with a vav, except when the tekufa of Elisha began. After that, we find Eliyah written without a vav. Rav Yaakov cites the Tosfos in Baba Metzia, Daf Kuf Yud Dalet Amud Beis, that shows that Eliyahu's original name was Eliyah without a vav. However, after he was appointed as a Navi, his name was changed to Eliyahu. However, after Elisha was appointed as the Navi, he was called again by his name given to him at birth, without a vav. Rav Yaakov also cites the Rashbam in Parsha Shelach, Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Tes Zayin, where the Pasuk states, Vayikra Moshe Lahoshea bin Nun Yehoshua, that Moshe called Yehoshea bin Nun by the name Yehoshua. So the Rashbam writes, V'loi shekiro'oi ato Yehoshua. It does not mean that now, at this time, Moshe called him Yehoshua. Elakach perushai. But this is pshat. Hoshea bin Nun, she'omarnu lamala, she'nikra kein beveis aviv, hu oisoi shekara Moshe Yehoshua. Kishenasa mishorsoi vihifkidoi albeisoi. Shekach hoya min hagam. Hoshea bin Nun, who was previously mentioned, was so named in his father's house when he was born. He is the same one that Moshe called Yehoshua when Yehoshua became his servant, and when Moshe appointed Yehoshua to be in charge of his household. This was the minog to add a letter to a name to indicate Chashivus. The Chizkuni also explains similarly in Parshas Lech Lecha, in Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Hei, on the Pasuk, V'lo yikore oid eshimcha Avram, V'hoyo shimcha Avraham, ki av hamoin goyim nesaticha. The Chizkuni writes, Minhag hu l'shanois shem l'adam kishahu oile l'gdula. It is the minhag to change one's name when he rises to greatness. V'chein gabei Sarah, k'moy shematzino b'Yaakov, b'Yosef, b'Yoshua, v'Chananya, Mishael, v'Azaria. Therefore, when Eliyahu was born, he was given the name Eliyah, and when Eliyah became a Navi, the Vav was added as a sign of Chashivus. However, when Elisha took over, his name again reverted to Eliyah. This completes Parshas B'chukosai.